Father Peyton sure Plesla,
by Saban.
Pastor of Our Lady, Queen of Peace in Selma. Good morning again, Father.
Good morning, Gus.
It's funny that the topic today, how to teach your kids to enjoy Mass, years ago, and here I am sitting in the studio with Tom McDonald, I went to a talk that Tom and Caroline were giving, and they talked about, you know, one of the people asked the questions about how to, you know, best have your kids have good behavior during Mass. It wasn't exactly the question of, you know, how to enjoy Mass, but how to behave. And I remember taking notes like, oh, that's a great idea. You know, if the child's unruly, then you don't just go immediately and leave the church, because that's my tendency. You know, go in the back, hold the child, quiet the child. And in fact, we incorporated some of what he shared in our own family. I know, even though our kids were kind of older. You're always learning, Tom. Always learning.
Yeah, wow. I barely remember even giving a talk like that, but it does ring a bell.
It was
yeah.
quite some time ago. Quite some time ago. But it'd be best if our kids really enjoyed the Mass, right, Father?
Yeah, I mean, that's ideal for sure. That's kind of we hope to get to the point. I think the goal, right, is we make promises and vows. Part of our Christian duty is to be fruitful and to multiply, but part of our marriage covenant, a part of our marriage vocation, is not just to have kids, but to almost more importantly, maybe, I don't know, we could, but is to raise them in the faith, is to, it's what would it profit to have children if you do not introduce them to Christ, you know, with the great gift that we have. And so one of the main duties we have as Christian people is to pass our faith down to our kids. But it's a tricky thing, you know, because it's not just about telling them about Jesus, but there's an art and definitely a love and of kind of raising them in the faith in such a way that when the time comes for them, as they grow into adulthood through their teenage years, that they start to kind of embrace the faith themselves. I mean, that is exactly what kind of made the difference for me when I was growing up. You know, I went to Mass every Sunday, but for me, the faith didn't become alive until, Todd, you encouraged me to, you know, think about it not as just something my parents do for me or with me, but something I do, you know. And so we hope that we always get to that phase. And the starting point, of course, and kind of the source and summit of the Christian life, and really where the practice of the faith is played out for most kids growing up, is just going to Mass on Sunday. That's kind of the main experience of it. So you want it to be a positive experience. You want it to be something that they don't grow to loathe or resent or hate. And so that's a difficult thing. It's a difficult balance, and every kid is different. You know, some are really, really rebellious, some are super strict rule following, and you've got everything in between. But I will say this, like, enjoying Mass, you don't always get to control that. You know, like, having fun at Mass, I mean, that's, in a sense, that's not really the objective.
Amen.
But I think to have a positive experience. And so I think the first thing you can do as a parent to help your children enjoy Mass is you have to go every Sunday. It has to become such a part of your family routine and the life of your family that it becomes more familiar. The more you do things, the more familiar it becomes. And I think even as a very, very young child, obviously there's some time right at the beginning where you're not even going out the house. But I think even as a young baby, you know, to start to bring them every Sunday, that rhythm becomes familiar to them. And what I've noticed is children who behave well in Mass typically started going really early on and have gone consistently. And they're capable of learning how to behave in different places. But if they've never been in a place where you have to be quiet and you kind of have to, as best you can, pay attention or just be calm in some sense, then the first time you bring them there, it's going to be a little chaotic. And so I always tell couples, just like, go ahead and bring them. You know, I know it may be a little chaotic, it may be a little extra work, but it'll make a difference in the long run because it'll just become a part of their routine. One of the things I love about the Mass is it is not just the source and summit of the Christian life. It's not just the presence of God himself. It's not just all those incredible things that happen spiritually. But the Mass is a what we call a corporeal reality. It's a bodily reality. It's incarnate. You know, so all those incredible, mysterious, invisible things are present to us physically. And so there's physical things to do. There's kneeling and standing, genuflecting, signs of the cross. There's words to say. And for kids, perhaps most importantly, there are both sounds, you know, songs to sing, and there's also things to watch, you know, things to see. And so my next piece of advice for people is always sit close to the front. It's counterintuitive for a family with little kids because you're so embarrassed by the chaos and the getting up and sitting down. But yeah, it's like if you want your child to appreciate what's happening up on the altar, sit closer so they can see. You know, that's going to make a big difference. I know for my family, when we started sitting at the front of church, it just made a huge difference for us and our experience of Mass. Because as a little kid, I mean, you have to remember as a kid how big everything was, you know, and so the church, you can see very clearly to the front, maybe from the back of the church, but your kid may be 3 football fields away is what it feels like, you know, from what's happening. And if you think they can pay attention to something that far away, you're really sorely mistaken. And so my 2 biggest pieces of advice is go every Sunday and sit up front. That's kind of where I start with people.
Father, I was going to ask you about that sitting up front, but you stole my thunder. But I would just add to I would add to that one of the perils of sitting in the back is that you are amongst the cacophony of other families struggling with their kids, and it makes it even more difficult to engage. Whereas if you make that bold step to sit up front, you're kind of in front of all the chaos maybe that's going on in the back. And it helps kids focus more. But one thing that I've noticed is, you know, parents try different strategies to keep their kids kind of quiet and that yeah. sort of thing. And one of the strategies I've noticed is bringing a bag of stuff for the kid to do in the pew. And while well-intentioned, I think that sometimes can be problematic if, like I've noticed, some kids will have they'll be coloring or they'll have little cars or whatever, things that are completely toys or activities are completely unrelated to the Mass or the faith. And the child will just get in their full-blown, I'm running my cars along the pew kind of thing, totally disengaged, like no attempt to engage in what's going on at Mass. So it seems to me, in my experience, is if you're, sometimes you need to bring books or things for the kids, but they should be things that plug in somehow. We always found a help was, you know, everybody knows about Magnificat, but the kids' version, Magnificid, is a great mm-hmm. little supplement for kids that ties into not just the faith, but that Mass that Sunday specifically. Mm-hmm. And so just always kind of redirecting the focus back to what's going on there.
Yeah, there's a little kids kind of cardboard book or whatnot that came out several years ago. That has like kind of, you know how those books are, you've got like little activities in the book that you can do, but they're all about looking up at what's going on in Mass and like comparing it to your book so that you can kind of figure out where you are and what things mean. And so I there are definitely like age appropriate things you can bring into the Mass that help kids actually engage with what's happening around them instead of distracting them from what's occurring. And I do think those are better. And I think that'll definitely help them just to pay attention because again, like that bodily incarnate reality to Mass is actually your greatest ally, I think, when it comes to bringing kids to Mass, because that's how they are. They're like, Mass is not a lecture where you have to be engaged purely intellectually for, you know, an hour. It's a lived activity. So there's things to do. And I think helping your children do the things that we're all doing together, because I've noticed, Tom, like when a kid's maybe playing with cars in the pew or whatnot, everyone's standing and kneeling and sitting and like doing, like they're engaging in Mass, and the kid's like completely unengaged. Which again, I get, like there's an age appropriate thing here, like kids are only capable of what they're capable of at their age, but I think just always kind of giving them an opportunity to pay attention a little more and to maybe try to engage as best you can. I think the sooner you start, the easier the rhythm of Mass will be for them as they grow up and grow older. So
my comment also as a father of several children is to try to do your best. I know that as the parent, we're going to have a higher resistance to the noise and so forth, and acceptance probably of it, and it's a balancing act. But I still remember the glaring looks of people, you know, those steely stares, you know, people just being so angry with me bringing my kids. And of course, you know, at this point in time, I just want to say, you know, where do you think the priests and nuns come from? Where do you think they come from? You know, they come from these families that are bringing their kids to Mass. And yes, it's not going to be as quiet as a Carthusian monastery. I'm sorry. You know, there's but it's a balancing act. Does that make sense, Father?
Absolutely. Of course. Of course. And I do encourage people. It's like it's hotly debated. It truly is like a hotly debated thing among the church. But I will say this. I don't know if I know of a single priest, definitely not one I respect. So, but I don't know of a single priest who gets infuriated at the sound of children in the Mass. Like, that's just what I always tell parishioners is, like, look, there are parishes around the country who would give all the millions of dollars in their bank account to hear that sound in their pews again, you know? We are in a phase in the American church right now, and the South may be a minor exception, but I'm not so convinced quite yet. But we're in a phase in the American church right now where churches are going to close, schools are closing, churches are closing. We're kind of reducing our numbers. We're leaning up. We're kind of consolidating our physical resources in order to give us a better chance of, you know, producing greater spiritual fruit. And people are complaining, they're losing their minds. They're like, why are we closing schools? Why are we? And I always tell them, it's like, to be honest with you, if y'all had more kids, this wouldn't be an issue. Mm. Like, that's the problem. All the old people are getting frustrated. Why do we have to close our school? It's like, because 60 years ago, you only had one kid, you know, to be frank, like that's why we're doing this. And so we're in a leaning period. And to be honest too, it's like those glares that you give to young families who are making a little bit of noise in Mass. That's why we have to close the school and why you don't get to stay at your childhood parish. You know, we're going to have to close it because that's the kind of attitude. And so I always tell couples that with families, it's like, never be embarrassed. I know it's embarrassing already. Like, I know there's no way to kind of immunize you to that. But just to say, like, bring in your kid to Mass, cause it a little ruckus, that's fine. And you know, if they're causing so much chaos that it's just – it's ridiculous, then step outside. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with kind of picking them up and carrying them outside until they calm down. That's I think one of the greatest kind of sacrifices and kind of one of the greatest things parents offer on the altar at Mass is that kind of patience and that attempt at kind of a nuanced approach where you keep them in Mass, but of course bring them outside when they're getting rowdy and distracted. I mean, that's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with kind of fighting for it. Yeah. And that would be kind of my last encouragement, I think, is just fight for it. You know, like, do your best. And it's never going to be perfect, but every odd thing you offer as a parent and just trying to bring your children before the Lord will be honored and graced by Him.
And so, you can make the adjustments too. There's literally a family
always
that comes to Sunday Mass, and they've said to us, we're going to sit by the Sylvesters because we know we won't bother them. They literally said that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, listen, you can do anything, and we won't even notice. No offense. We won't notice because we are so immune to it. But Father, just hearing that though from you as a pastor, it heals my heart. It is like balm to my heart. So thank you. Thank you, Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we get a blessing before you go?
Absolutely. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Peyton Plesla, you're incredible. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
God bless you guys. Thank y'all.